The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, this is Alan Ellis, and Sparky ain't here. She decided to sit this one out today. She's taken some well-needed and well-deserved rest today, and she's I don't think she's listening. She might be, but if she is, she'll have to check in with us on her own time. So, got her a break. She's had a long, long, arduous week. So. Anyway, we're here with the Outdoors and Radio Show, and we hope you're enjoying what you're hearing, just like back in the old days when it was just Alan Ellis, and we hope that you are. But we understand how much Robin brings to the show, and quite frankly, I miss doing it without her. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you if you're out there in listener land. Talk about whatever you want to talk about today, whatever subject you'd like to talk about. Is that any better, Chris?
Much better.
All right. Well, I've got that red light blinking, so, you know, I'm very inexperienced with this, so forgive me.
It's all right.
So here we are. The phone number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So our listener and caller and emailer Joe says, if God sneezes, what do you say to him?
Good question.
Isn't that a good question?
Yes.
I thought that was a great question.
And then, of course, if a goose gets cold, does it have people bumps?
Oh, hey, that's a good one. I like that. Well, one of my longest running ones that's been around forever, and we'll ask the question, maybe our listeners know, and if they've been listening for a while, they'd know the answer. They're certainly welcome to call and give it. Chris, you know geese fly in formation, in a V formation, correct? Why is one arm of that V always longer than the other arm? There you go. Geese fly in a V formation. One arm, one leg of that V is longer than the other one. Why is that? 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we're expecting your call, and you can go right on the air today. So, in an interesting last hour, I managed to take my second sickest stag of the year last Saturday with a muzzleloader. First sickest stag ever with a muzzleloader. First time in the season I've ever harvested two. Neither one was a giant, but they were both mature stags. And I have since decided, and since I've been hunting this property as a guest, that I will no longer take, at least I hope I will no longer be tempted to take, even if the deer has multiple points, anything less than a large 5 or 6 point. I mean, I might make an exception for a giant 4 point with big tall beams and nice eye guards, but it's going to be bigger and better than the last four. My first sick of deer ever, 32 or 3 years ago, was a 6 point, and I've never killed another 6 point. Everything has been less. I've killed 6 stags with a rifle. I've killed now one with the muzzleloader. I've never killed a stag with a bow or a crossbow. So you know, there's some goals there for sika hunting. And let's talk to, let's see, Kevin first, and then David, and then Miss Frank. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. No complaint.
Hey, I'm here in Queen Anne's, getting ready to step out the truck, getting ready to head to the stand. I'm going to do a morning hunt in Queen Anne's, and we're heading to Dorchester to do some signature hunting this evening.
Maybe you'll be blessed like I was on the 4th or 5th of December when I took a stag in the morning and a big white tail in the evening. Maybe you'll flip that. And if you do, I want to hear about it.
I can only hope. I've had good success with the Sika this year. I did get a nice tall 4-point.
Good.
I'm with you. I'm looking for the 6, and I keep holding out. There's been many years I've let a lot of deer walk, but it's tough to get them with a bow.
Oh, yeah.
I have a nice tall 4-point come by with a bow.
Well, good for you. Congratulations.
I took him this year. I took a hind with a bow because I do everything I shoot, and that's
yep.
a fantastic meat.
Yeah, it's great. I did a roast and some tenderloin in mushroom soup and beef stock in the crock pot this week.
And then
I added another jar of mushrooms, a little salt and pepper, and, man, I'll tell you what, that turned out really, really good. So.
Well, I tell you what, my household, we only eat venison, whether it be sika or whitetail. That's it. All the red meat in my house comes from deer.
Wow,
and it's
the same
way with my sons in their homes. They both become really good hunters, and we fill our freezers every year. Thanks to the state of allowing us to shoot some deer.
Sure.
Yeah, and then this year with the new law with the straight wall cartridges, that kind of gave us a little bit more fun because I had a .44 mag carbine in the cabinet that you just never used.
Right.
So now we're able to use these, and it's just a little bit more fun. Thanks to the state, I appreciate that.
Well, I like to bear hunt, so if I ever go back to Canada or Maine or wherever I decide to go bear hunting, I bought a .450 Marlin. Friend of mine found one for me, one of the original Marlins. I think it was made the third year they made them right before they quit. I mean, they made them for like 10 years, but the third year that Marlin made them. And
lever gun?
Lever gun, 1895M, yep. And the straight wall thing was great because I hunt Queen Anne's and was able to take that buck with that, and I'll tell you, it did a great job on him, no question. He was a big deer. He weighed 193 pounds on the scale at the butcher shop after I field dressed him, and but he only went 30 yards after I hit him with that .450. So I was very, very pleased with that.
Yeah, I didn't shoot one with it this year. My son did take one with that .44 mag.
Yeah,
and it was a hammer buck, went right through the taxidermist. He said only went 20 yards.
Wow.
He says, you know, we was wondering how it was going to do. We have the Hornady rounds for it, 225 grain, just
great.
An excellent job.
Yes.
So more than capable.
Yeah, but, the Lever Revolution, yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, there's some nice rounds.
Yes, indeed.
You was asking about the geese flying. How come there's more on one side?
Yeah.
Because there's more birds on that side.
That's right. That's correct. Winner, winner, goose breast dinner. Good for you.
Yeah,
hey, look, do you have my email address, or have you heard of bucks, bears, and stags? Heard me talk about it?
Yes, sir, I have.
Well, if your son killed that big deer, that big of a deer, we need to get it measured up.
It's not that monster range, but it's a nice buck, and it is going on the wall.
Well, how do you know? What did he kill it with?
He killed it with the rifle.
With the rifle, okay.
Yeah, so he's not. Bow range, it would be up there a little bit, but gun, it's a little bit lacking.
Okay.
But still trophy to us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, man. Any deer's a trophy. I see a kid with a button buck and a big smile on his face. Taking that first deer, absolutely.
I tell you what, it ain't nothing better, is it?
That's right. You're absolutely right.
And I like to see the young ones. I try to get some out with me every year.
That's good.
To see the young guys get their deer.
Well, my grandson, my hunting buddy from years ago, he's now 21. We haven't hunted together in a couple of years, and he's coming up today to Cecil County. So where it all began for him, he killed 5 bucks up there in 5 years from ages 12 to 16. So I'm tickled to have him along today. Yep.
Well, see what you started, and it'll continue, Alan.
I hope so.
Because of what we do.
Yep.
So I appreciate it. I thank you for your show, Alan. You have a good day.
All right. Thanks for the good call. I appreciate it, Kevin. Take care.
Okay. Thanks, Alan.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Let's talk to David. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
What's up?
I had two questions. My first one is I've never been hunting.
Okay.
My 11-year-old son is showing some interest, and I don't know, and we don't have any guns. I have a gun, too. I have a shotgun and a handgun, but
where do you live, David? Where do you live?
Glen Burnie.
Okay. Are you online? Are you able to get on the computer?
Yeah.
Okay. What I want you to do is go on to the Wildlife and Heritage page, and I think down at the bottom there's a little box there that talks about hunter safety education.
All right.
Okay. Click on that and find a club near you that he can go and take a hunter safety education course.
Okay.
Okay. Now, he might need to take part of it online because of COVID, but there's always going to be a field day where he gets to go shoot and learn some safety and interact with some people at a local gun club. And that will be the biggest help that you can possibly find.
That sounds great.
Okay? Those guys are great that run the Hunter Education Department. There's several of them, and I know some of them. I know a bunch of them, as a matter of fact. And the instructors are dedicated to what they do. They're all about passing on the heritage of hunting and the traditions and the legacy and that type of thing. So that would be a place to start. And then get your son interested in looking at some of the information as far as the rules and regulations and things like that. And then I'm going to send you to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com.
Maryland, okay.
HuntingQuarterly.com, all spelled out, all long version. And you can see, it's a magazine I publish, you can see how we treat the kids on that publication and get them, you know, inspire them to you know, read some of those stories about the youngsters that take their deer and how excited they get.
Okay, when I go to Wildlife and Heritage, what was the little button on the bottom?
Let me see if I can come up. It's Hunter Safety Education.
Hunter Safety, okay.
Yeah.
And then my other question is, I went to Clyde to get some 9mm, and they don't seem to have it. I haven't done any other. I haven't gone anywhere else, but it seems like they're hard to get the ammo.
All ammo is hard to get right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you suggest? What do I do?
wait till a supply comes in. I mean, there's nothing. It's a nationwide shortage because of COVID and the intense purchase of firearms across the country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ammo you can't find.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'm trying to find the on the phone and talk at the same time. That's on the microphone and on my cellular phone. I'm trying to find the page for our caller. Who's next, Chris?
We have Fran.
Fran, that's right. I heard Fran. Morning, Fran. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. What's going on?
Well, it was an interesting week. Robin had her family and the baby she kept.
Yeah.
And you had your hunting.
Yep.
And I had my, how do I call it, fresh ideas and people with Plan B.
Oh, good. Yeah. So.
But look, last week we talked about odd things that you eat, you know,
mm-hmm.
from that normal. I know you probably had it. I had it years ago. I thought I was hot stuff. Caviar.
I've not had. Well, I guess I have. You mean like beluga caviar or sturgeon caviar
from large fish?
Yeah, sturgeon and
sturgeon.
And paddlefish and things like that.
Yeah, what other fish do they take the eggs from? Do you know?
Here in the United States, paddlefish.
Oh, okay.
Paddlefish.
Since your show, I knew
it
paddlefish. Was sturgeon, you know.
Yeah.
But I remember I thought I was hot stuff. I was in my 30s, I think.
Oh,
invited to some big to-do. And they said, oh, we have caviar.
Oh,
That's what the rich people eat.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's it? I tasted it, and I thought, it didn't do nothing for me.
A little oily, fishy thing, huh? A little oily and fishy, huh?
I took a second taste, right? I said, maybe I didn't taste it right. I took the second taste. I said, well, now I've had caviar. Big deal. I'm going to pay all that money for caviar.
Well, because, you know, it was back then, I mean, it was in the sturgeon market was huge, and Russia was the biggest producer of sturgeon in the world, the biggest producer of caviar, but it took a hell of a toll on the fish population. You know? But now we have paddlefish in our southern rivers, and paddlefish caviar is so close to sturgeon, it rivals it as far as its preferability. But I like all kinds of fish roe. I mean, I like the little red fish eggs they put on your sushi, you know? I like pan fried.
I like everything cooked. I don't do sushi.
Well, I know Uncle Dale likes shad roe. I know he makes a meal of shad roe, but that's some good stuff. That fish eggs are all good.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I just thought I'd touch base. Listen, when the show came on and you had that break, do you know what we heard on our end?
Music.
You know what we? Huh?
What'd you hear?
It scared me. Please, doll, don't do that again. We heard advertisement for the Veterans and St. Jude.
Okay.
Yeah, I ran PSAs.
Yeah.
I mean, I like both of them, but I thought, oh, my God.
Sorry about that.
Well, no, hey. But you feel the first hour real good. The guys called in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I know I kept a child one time, one night, and they tell me that they have a 2 o'clock feeding. And the child woke me up at 1. I looked at that baby. I said, do you know what time it is? You're not supposed to do this till 2.
That's funny.
I haven't kept one since.
That's funny. That is funny.
All right. Well, look, I'm glad to hear you guys, you know, and everything's cool. So hopefully.
You sound good. You sound good. I heard you talk to Chuck. So.
Yes, I did. You know, I tell you, I called him to wish him Happy New Year, him and Diane. And because I hadn't done that. I do that in January.
Right.
I call people that I haven't talked to in a while and wish people Happy New Year, you know. So hopefully we made it to the end of last year. Hopefully we'll make it to the end of this one.
Right.
So I always take my little phone book out and start calling people and wish them Happy New Year. So that's what, and I said I did. And I told him I heard about his hunting, you know. And I was proud of him, how he was still hanging in there.
Oh, yeah.
Still
well, you know, his landowner and his wife were both tested positive for COVID. So now the landowner's negative, but the wife was in Carroll County Hospital.
Yeah.
So the problem there is Chuck can't hunt because he needs assistance from the landowner to get into his stand and so forth. So, or get a deer out. So he's waiting for the all clear from that, and hopefully that'll come real soon. So
we're going to have to make adjustments this year.
Yeah, that's right.
Everything we do. So.
Yep, no question.
What if
all right.
that woman said, Betty Davis, it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Going to be a bumpy ride. Yes, it is. So.
All right, you guys take care.
All right, thanks, girl. Good to see you. Good to talk to you. Happy New Year. Yep.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let's talk a little bit about fishing in Clyde Sports Shop. Now, I don't have any dates for their sale, if they're even having one this year. But fishing tackle's in short supply. Fishing tackle's been back-ordered for months and months and months for not just Clyde's, but for everybody. So hopefully they'll have a nice supply coming in here for the folks that want to get out and do some perch fishing and some trout fishing early in the year, and I'm sure they will. I know they got plenty of trout bait. I know they have plenty of terminal tackle, you know, the hooks and the weights and the bobbers and all that type of thing. And they'll always have live bait. Always have live bait minnows. No matter what, they'll have plenty of that. So unless there's a worldwide shortage of bait, which I don't believe exists. So if you want to do some fishing and you live in Baltimore, stop in at Clyde Sport Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Get yourself some bait. Get yourself some hooks and weights and bobbers and some new line on your reel. And get out there and go drown a worm or go, you know, hook up a minnow on a shad dart and throw it under a bobber in some local waterway and see what you can come up with. Now, I'm seeing guys are catching nice pickerel in some of the eastern shore ponds. The snakeheads are, they're still catching snakeheads, or they've started catching snakeheads again. So, you know, all that kind of fishing is out there. It's available for cold weather, until ice up, until the ponds freeze over or something like that. But, you know, get a nice flowing river here on the shore, or, you know, one of the streams in western Maryland, or fish the Susquehanna, and just get out there. Clyde Sports Shop is your place, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. For rod and reel repair, for new line being wound on your reel, and any kind of fishing tackle, it's Clyde Sports Shop. 242-6108, open 7 days a week. Alan Ellis here from Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, or a weekend warrior and you own a pickup truck, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts. No matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools, your Linex bed liner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex in Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Bobby Hawkins is the man, 410-487-6405, 487-6405. In Catonsville, Linex, just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. Bay Linex in Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install truck gear as well, tough truck gear. These are your, you know, your steps, your tonneau covers, your bug shields, and everything you need to accessorize your truck. And they can even protect your vehicle from rust with Value Guard no rust protection. Do what I do, and or did, and have Baylinex. Oh, geez. Do what I did in the last four trucks, and have Baylinex. Hey, Chris, I need to slow down.
Yeah, I was about to say your tongue's just a little tied up right now.
Well, I got it wrapped around my eye tooth and couldn't see what I was saying.
Gotcha.
Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnet or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner today. Good grief. Ah. Yikes. So you put it off long enough. It's time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times coming up in the spring with your family. And Backyard Billy's in Graysonville is your go-to place for making backyards fun. We had a caller earlier talked about one of the Adirondack chairs and said the Poly Adirondack chair is the most comfortable chair he sat in out on his deck. He was sitting in it yesterday. Giant selection of poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially the Adirondack chairs and high tops and bar stools. All that can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger. Those are the pellet grills, the Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Low pressure leaving the eastern seaboard, moving on out to the open waters of the Atlantic and away from us today. So northwest winds settling down today and some sunshine showing up in our forecast here in Baltimore. Our high today 45, low tonight 30. All the winter weather last night stayed well to our south down in southern Virginia and North Carolina. Mostly sunny Sunday, high 47, partly cloudy Monday, 45, and rain on Tuesday with a high near 47 degrees. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.MadonnaSeafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government laws as well. He took over Washington, so I hear tell, and patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy, Davy Crockett,
Stan, Stan, the truck driver man.
Good morning. Ain't doing so good without your supervisor with you this morning.
I know. I know. I get it.
I tell her I said, hey.
I will. She's awake. She's just woke up and heard me stumbling over that entire commercial. So
anyway, I hope she's making you some more coffee. Tell Miss Fran, it's what we call, I'm sitting here watching the sun come up down here to Jessup. It's fish egg tapioca.
Fish egg tapioca. That's a good way to describe it. Yep.
And it's just like Limburger. You can get a fish nose.
That's good.
That's
like, I like that.
Last weekend, but at the last 10 minutes, I saw something down in Annapolis I've never seen before. I heard yelp.
Honest politician.
No, not down there.
That's what I meant. Anyway. He's never seen it before.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it had to be coyote.
Oh, yeah.
It had to be coyote.
In Annapolis, huh?
Yeah. I was down off General's Highway. It was a big old parking lot I was in.
Mm-hmm.
I kept listening and listening. I was like, what the hell? somebody beating a dog or something, and then it got closer and closer, and there was a difference. Mm. And I sat there and I watched it, and it was like it was going crazy a little bit, and then settled down, just kept taking off over to the mall. So I guess it had some place to go in mind. I got my first deer.
Oh, no.
No. Cost me a quarter skirt and a set of steps.
Good grief.
Cecil County.
Sorry to hear, buddy.
Yeah, well, I was headed to Churchville off of 155. I don't think you're sorry as he was.
Mm. He no, was exactly.
But I had nothing but sushi left when I got done.
Okay. That's descriptive. That's very descriptive there, Stan. You know. Hey, yeah. Look. I don't know what those trucks weigh, but I know they haul like 40,000 pounds, so add another 5-ton onto that, and you hit a 150-pound deer, somebody else is going to win, not the deer.
Yeah, I know. I've got other bruises all around from the front to the back.
I'm sure.
It's just a shame to see it go to waste.
Exactly, but it's, you know, hazard of the trade, unfortunately. So.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get finished up down here tomorrow, but we'll sit here and we're going to go get our last one for Frederick County.
Okay, buddy. Well, you go. You enjoy your day and keep that shiny side up, okay?
I'm trying like hell.
All right, man.
All right, tell the missus we said hey.
I will do so. Thank you, bud.
All right, man.
Happy New Year. See you, Stan.
Same to you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Ronald. Good morning, Ronald.
Hey, well, good morning there, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, me, Miss Ruth and I, we doing all right there. And I was listening to the show and everything there. And I said, wow, a great show there. You know, you got a great show there and everything there. And I was just thinking, tell you the truth, I was just thinking about old Steve there. You know, like your boy Steve. I heard Miss Fran there. Then I was thinking about Steve. I said, I ain't heard Steve in about 2 weeks or something like that there. So I was telling the truth. He's been out on the road there or something like, 'cause I ain't heard about Steve.
And then you mean Stan? The guy that just called? Stan the truck driving man, that guy?
Yeah, Stan the truck driving man.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, I just heard it there and everything there. But
got it.
Alan, still listen to the show, great show and everything there.
Well, thank you, Ron.
She's fine and well. She's right here or something there, you know.
Got it.
Just say hi and, you know, let her know that she's all right.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Ronald.
Uh-huh.
Have a great week, okay?
You do the same there, Alan. Okay, and gentlemen, please tell Miss Robin hi for us, and congratulations on the little great, wonderful granddaughter. Yeah?
Yes, indeed. She's a sweetheart.
All right. Okay.
All right, buddy. Take care now, Ronald.
Uh-huh.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Henry. Good morning, Henry. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Yeah. Well, you go fishing at this time of year. It's not fishing season yet, is it?
Yeah, there's certain species of fish you can fish for all year round.
So you catch...
Yeah, rockfish and largemouth and smallmouth bass have seasons. And everything else is pretty much wide open. Now, there are some creel limits on some of those fish, but, you know... But it's fun fishing in the cold weather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Perch run will start here soon. The yellow perch will start running here in about a month, and then followed by the white perch, and then the shad. So it'll be fun here in the next couple of months. Late. A lot of people and trout. The end of March, trout. You know. So.
Yeah. That's how you get them in the supermarkets too, right? You
know? No, the ones in the supermarkets are the ones that are
processed. They still get processes and stuff, right? You have to take them.
Yeah,
they have to clean them and things, and then
you're right. Yeah.
That's the retail of them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting show today, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Nice of you to call.
You know. So it's a variety of subjects y'all talk about weekly, right?
The what?
It's a variety of topics that y'all talk about.
Well, we try to keep it to fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, wildlife, a little bit of politics and firearms. So that's kind of where we go with that. It's called the Outdoorsman Radio Show. So, you know, we don't talk necessarily about finance or mortgages or, you know, gardening that kind of thing, okay. You know, or the law, unless it concerns the outdoors.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Henry. Absolutely. Appreciate it. See ya. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
Yeah, pretty good day yesterday.
Well, tell me about it.
Okay, I had a deer out shot back in December the 2nd, and they were backed up making the jerky and stuff, so they called me like 11:30. Your deer's gone. So I run up to Pennsylvania, pick up my deer, come back. I got here like around 3:45.
Right.
So grabbed my gun, went back in the woods. I'm walking back. There's a big doe standing on one of the side roads. And I couldn't get a shot. He was too far away. And so I said, well, I'm just going to stand behind these trees. And I stood there for a couple minutes. Deer come from behind me. They snorted and ran away. And all of a sudden, here a big old buck come out about 30 yards away, but he went across the road pretty quick. Then another buck come out. He was smaller. But then the big buck turned around and come back in the road. I shot him with a nice nine-pointer, weighed about 200 pounds.
Wow. Wow. Do you have a way to get me a picture of that?
Yeah, I could send you a picture.
I mean, somebody had to take your picture holding that rack, right?
No, I mean, it was dark. We went back there to get him.
Yeah.
He run like 50 yards back in the pine.
Did you put him on the truck and take a picture at night with him, or did you just take him right to the processor?
No, he's on the back of the four-wheeler now. I didn't even gut him out.
It was cold enough last night. Well, I'll tell you what. You're going out there today. Get some pictures and send them to me.
Okay.
You know how to do that?
Just send them to the phone number?
You can text them, yeah. Not the radio number, but my personal number. Chris will give it to you.
Okay.
Go back to Chris, and he'll give it to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. I love to see it.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Thank you. There he goes. All right. Let's talk about some other things here. Let's talk about couple of our sponsors, and we are very, very grateful to have our sponsors and are looking for more, that's for sure. We're looking for actually somebody who would like to underwrite the show, somebody who'd like to be the title sponsor or a presenting sponsor, and we have some great packages, that's for sure. Just give us a call here at the office or email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You know, somebody like a car dealership or a company that is really looking for a lot of exposure. So, but right now we're going to talk about Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Hearth America is another name, another business at Backyard Billy's, and they know about fire. That's for sure. Are you looking for a new backyard grill? Well, Pellet Grills by Traeger or Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. Hearth America has all three of those. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire, R-E-A-L-F-Y-R-E, to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening. Gas wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. They'll get it done for you. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Call Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. How about that? Alan Ellis here for Linex spray-on bedliners, truck bedliners. Linex spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, or a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, chainsaws, crab pots, tools, your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Give Bobby Hawkins a call at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. And I just wanted to mention that Bay Linex is dealing with B&W truck hitches. They've ordered some of the new Super Duty 3-inch hitches. So check that out. See when they're available, that's for sure. All right, we did that. And we got to talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Waterfowl season's in full swing. The most reliable, fastest cycling, and best balanced and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loader on the planet is the A5. Mossy Oak Shadowgrass Blades DuraTouch Camo blends right in with a duck blind or goose pit fiber optic front sight humpback receiver like granddaddy's ergonomically balanced recoil-operated kinematic drive auto loader shotgun, 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. Available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Then there's the Gold Light 10-gauge. Man, there must have been 5,000 snow geese over my deer stand yesterday in Queen Anne's County and fields full of them in Kent and Cecil County, that's for sure. The Gold Light 10-gauge is just the recipe for those high-flying snow geese. A proven standard for autoloader performance is the Gold Light 10-gauge gas-operated autoloader, 3.5-inch chamber, composite stock with a DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak camo, 3 standard Invector choke tubes for any condition. All available at your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number there is 410-242-6108. Clyde's Sports, 2S's in the middle, .com is the website. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting at Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.MadonnaSeafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a steel. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy starts freezing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, the G-Man team and the rebel noise too, searching for the place where we made his boot. They were looking, trying to bug him, but my pappy kept a cooking.
Lightning. Sounds like a snort wheeze you make for a deer, that whoosh. I did that the other day. It didn't help. Tried to get a deer to come out of the thick cover in the laurel. Do a little snort wheeze. That's what it sounds like. They have calls that do that a little better than I did it, but, you know, that's worked for me in the past. So,
And what did it do?
Huh?
And what did it do? Just look at you?
No, it wasn't there. I mean, it was just to try and incite something to show up.
Gotcha.
Yeah. the does had come out, and they'd responded to some scent, and they kind of looked at me a little bit and then went on their way, but I figured that the buck would follow, but he didn't. So, hey, got a nice email from Jim from Queen Anne's County. Always enjoy the show, even when traveling for work. Currently listening in Doha, Qatar. Wherever, whenever. Love today's technology that makes this possible. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Jim, from Queen Anne's County, listening in Doha, Qatar. Pretty cool, huh, Chris?
Yes.
Very cool.
And again, every once in a while when that person from down under calls in, it's just like,
New Zealand, and we got them listening, you know, across the United States and Tennessee and other places and New England, and I know we have listeners in Canada, I know we have listeners in Ecuador, so, you know, it's all good.
Just the fact that you're able to be where you are and do the show from down there.
Sitting in my great room in the back of our house on the recliner with my feet up and a headset on doing a show with you. Pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, 10 years ago, you would have and they're still around, but they're very expensive. You'd have a high-performance telephone line, and now all this is done over the Internet.
An ISDN line. That's right.
Yep.
Perfect. Gotta love it. Gotta love the technology. So.
When it works. When it doesn't
when
work.
When it works, yeah. Something happened.
Didn't feed the hamsters enough this morning, did you?
I don't know what happened, buddy. I mean, I was talking, and then I wasn't there.
Yeah, you just dropped out.
Yeah, is what it is. Now, here's a fella that sent us a picture of yellow perch roe. Awesome, dusted in seasoned flour and pan-fried for pan-fried breakfast of champions. Look at that. Our buddy Kevin. Very nice. Yep. Kevin, send a recipe. I think it's pretty simple. Dusted in flour. And, you know, we'll publish it in the quarterly. The next issue of the quarterly has got a little fishing in it, the spring issue. So, looking forward to that. Anybody has any fish recipes, we'd be glad to do it. But I like yellow perch. Seasoned flour and pan-fried, breakfast to champion. That's good. Throw a couple eggs in there, a couple over medium fried eggs, some dry rye toast, and maybe a little bacon. Oh, I got some spicy, sausage from the deer processor. A loose sausage. I'm looking forward to frying that up and seeing how that works out. So, first time I've ever really got a lot of that stuff. I usually get some bologna, but this year I just didn't. Got a couple pounds of sausage, breakfast sausage, and a couple pounds of hot sausage. So looking forward to giving that a try. But that sick of deer roast in the gravy in the crock pot, oh, my gosh. Cream of mushroom soup, used 2 cans of that and 1 can of water, and then the rest of it was beef broth. And then after the roasts were done, a couple hours, I took them out and added some flour and butter back in. I should have made a roux. I should have mixed it up first, but I threw it in there, so my gravy got a little lumpy, so we just called them dumplings. So they were good. Everything was good. Mmm, sick of deer. Can't. Robin even ate it, and she's not a venison fan, but she'll eat sick of deer, you know, 10 times more often than whitetails. So any callers on the line there, Chris?
Yes, we have Steven.
Steven, let's talk to Steven. Good morning, Steven.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing well, you?
I'm fine, thank you. Hey, you have a great show, as always. I love it. I love to hear it when I can.
And, well, we're here same time, same station every week.
Man, I missed out on the muzzleloader contest. I think I had one entry, maybe. But, you know, they say next October, your Chris or whatever his name is, the call screener.
Yeah, like, Chris.
Great guy, yeah. Hey, What if I wanted to make, like, Son of a Gun Stew? What is that? I saw it.
I have no idea what Son of a Gun Stew is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I mean, I could guess or Google it or something like that, but not at this late date, so.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you pay attention to, like, what current events are. With Sika deer running, like, crazy in Druid Hill Park or white-tailed deer? I think I told you a few weeks or a month ago about I saw a white-tailed deer there in Druid Hill Park Cemetery.
That's probably not that uncommon.
Wow, really?
Nope. No, I mean, look, they're creatures of the forest edge. At least that's what Maryland Public TV told us 30 years ago. And they film them all around Baltimore, Baltimore County, and people's backyards. And I have customers who live in Pikesville, and they're all over the place. And I got a picture of a giant buck and several does standing in the street in Pikesville.
Wow.
So, you know, and he said our neighborhood's overrun with them. So I understand it.
I've seen it in Herring Run.
Oh, yeah, Herring Run. That's right.
Man, okay. Yeah, well, I mean, what do you do if, like, you're out there? I mean, can you catch them? They're too smart to be caught, cornered, like a couple people can corner them.
What are you talking about? A white-tailed deer? Why would you want to?
Well, I mean, can't you catch them and have them as a pet?
No, that is patently illegal in Maryland. They are just about anywhere, yeah. So.
Okay. But if they come naturally, though, like you set up like apples and stuff, they come like an apple-like treat or something.
Well, that's up to you if you want to feed them in your backyard. I mean, it's not certainly not illegal, but it's ill-advised if you live in a neighborhood because you'll get them crossing the street and then, you know, they're going to get hit and then somebody's going to have to clean it up and, you know, that type of thing.
The white-tailed deer, do they, like, jump on the little seedling trees and, like, eat them up?
Yep. They can grow. Yes, they do.
Uh-oh. Okay, that's why I see fencing around certain areas, like in certain parks, like Centennial Park.
That's right.
Yep. And they'll cover them. Or even here on Glen Falls on the trail.
That's right. Plenty of deer in Baltimore County. No shortage of them, that's for sure.
In Howard County also, like...
Every county.
Man. So.
Yep. Hey, look, I enjoyed our conversation.
Yeah, me too.
You have a great weekend, okay?
Yeah, God bless. And
you too.
Best to Robin, and I guess your new, you have a new wife.
New grandbaby, new granddaughter, yep. We sure do.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Take care now.
You too.
Bye-bye. Chris, was there another caller on the line that we didn't get to?
Yeah, we had Joe.
Hey,
there?
Joe. Sorry, buddy. Catch us next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. So there we go. All right, Chris. Good job today, despite a couple of hiccups there at the beginning. We got, and my, you know.
Well,
anyway.
You're welcome. And